Hi, this is the Wale Okilola podcast, and I want to welcome you again to another episode of this podcast. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. Thank you for liking, thank you for sharing, thank you for following on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, and other podcast platforms. Special appreciation to all those who are sharing this podcast on their different social media platforms. I appreciate you. Thank you for pushing this work. Thank you for the support. And I pray that the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Today we are going to have a wonderful time again. Please stay tuned. I'll be right back. If this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, I want to welcome you. Thank you so much. And if you are listening on Spotify, please hit the follow button now. After hitting the follow button, please also rate this show. By rating the show, you give the show the opportunity to be seen by even a larger audience. Thank you so very much. Today, as you must have seen from the captions, I will be talking about confessions. If you hear the word confession, or when you hear the word confession, or confess, or confessing, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Let's dive into it right now. When you hear the word confession or confess, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Confession, as most people think, is not only about negativities, talking about sin, misdeeds, or failures. You know, many times when we hear that somebody is about to confess, the first thing that comes to our mind is, wow, what has this person done wrong this time? Or when we hear that somebody is confessing, you know, there is a thought that comes to our mind to think that this person has done something wrong and is about to confess and then, you know, to say the truth. While that is true, there is another kind of confession, all right, which I call, or which is generally called in the Christian faith, called the confession of faith, which is an acknowledgement and a declaration of God's word and promises concerning you. Some people also call this positive confession. But because I'm speaking from the angle of the Christian faith, I like to stick to the confession of faith. This kind of confession is a confession that builds up our faith in God. It builds up faith in our hearts and positions us to receive the fullness of what God has said to us and concerning us. Confession is a very key part of the Christian faith and life generally. You know, just as God created the universe with his words by speaking, we also receive and become everything we can and will be in God by speaking God's words to ourselves and into our lives. To confess simply means, one, to acknowledge, and two, to declare, that is to speak forth. Confessing is affirming something that we believe in. Confession is very important, you see. We cannot even receive salvation without first confessing. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 to 10, it said, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For if you will believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, all right, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you will be saved. So, at the very foundation of the Christian faith is confession, because you will not truly become born again, which is the very first step of being a child of God, without confession. So confession is very, very important in our lives and concerning our faith also. Before I go on talking about confessions, that is the things we are expected to say, the words we are expected to speak concerning our lives, I want us to pause for a moment and talk about the things in our heart, the things that are on the inside of us. Because before talking about the things that will come out of you, you need to first of all find out or consider the things that are inside of you. You know, the Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 6, from verse 3, it says, "For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes." Verse 45, and this is where I'm going to. "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." This verse shows that whatever a person is saying is just an overflow of what is in the heart or in the thoughts of that person. So, before focusing on what we say, we must first of all pay attention to what goes into our hearts. Because basically, you cannot give what you don't have. So if anything is going to come out of you, it has to be things that has gone into you. And now there are basically two gateways to our heart, which is our eyes, that is what we see, and the ears, what we hear. These are basically the two channels to our heart. The stuffs we see and hear continually are the things which form the basis for our thoughts. And these thoughts eventually become the words that we speak. Let me tell you something. Your first response to an emergency situation or a panic attack is a reflection of what has filled your heart. So, like when there is a sudden attack or like a loud noise or something that scares you, you know, or maybe you are in danger, the first thing that comes out of your mouth is a reflection, all right, is a pointer to the things that have filled your mind. You know, when some people, maybe when they hit their leg, you know, on a stone, or maybe they stumble and they're about to fall, you hear them shout, you know, different kind of things. You just can't imagine the things that people say whenever they are in trouble. You hear all sort of things that I don't even want to start mentioning on this show right now. But these are things that points to, all right, the things that we have filled our minds with. You can tell what a person has been feeding their minds with, whether they are the right stuffs or the wrong things, by the things that they say. So from the way a person speaks and from the things that they say, you can tell how they have been feeding their minds. Maybe they've been feeding their minds with the right stuffs or the wrong stuffs. Therefore, now, in order to have positive confessions or faith-filled confessions, we must make every effort to fill our minds and our hearts with positive contents. The things that we see and the things that we hear must be things that edify, must be things that are positive, so that we can be filled with positive thoughts and then have positive words. That is positive confessions. What you fill your heart with is very important, because it will determine what your life attracts. The direction of your thoughts will be the direction of your life, because you will speak your thoughts, and the things that you speak are the things that you see in your life. I recall the story of a particular man that I read on Twitter. A particular pastor shared that story on Twitter of one of his friends whom he invited at a particular time to give a car gift to. He has been gifted a car, and because he had promised God that he was also going to gift people or men of God, other men of God cars that year, he decided to gift out the car that somebody gifted him. And then he invited this man of God to his hotel room to gift him the car. And before giving him the car, they just got talking and all that. They were at the reception just talking over drinks. And while they were talking, he said, this man began to say all sorts of negative things about Nigeria and how that he can never make it in Nigeria, and how that things, you know, cannot work in Nigeria, and how that what the only thing he just wants to do now is to leave this country. Nothing is working, nothing can work. And the man of God said, he told him that you are not supposed to be talking like this. You are supposed to be positive in whatever you are saying. Even if the land is hard, does not mean that it should be hard for you. There are some people who are making it even in the midst of all the chaos. And he said, no, anybody who is making it, they are either fraud, or he was just being negative in everything he was saying. He said, then he spoke to him and said, whatever it is, just make sure that you are positive. And then they all agreed, and he stood up to go order something from the bar and all that. And before he came back, before the man returned, he said he passed the car key to where he was sitting. And when the man returned and sat down, one of his friend walked in and saw him and was like, oh, man of God, how are you doing? And that one replied him and said, ah, it's fine. Then he saw the car key on the table and said, ah, man of God, have you bought a new car? Have you gotten a new car? And he said, no, why will I buy a new car? He cannot buy a new car in this Nigeria. Even the one he had before, he sold it, because he just feels that one day a policeman is just going to stop him and kill him. And the man of God that invited him said to him, ah, I thought we just talked about this, that you should have a positive mindset and not be thinking and saying that evil will happen. He said, no, in this country, you don't know what is going to happen. The car I had before, I sold it because I don't want them to kill me and all that. I'm just looking for how to leave this country. And he said he felt so sorry for the man. He didn't even know that the car key that was on that table was a gift that was supposed to be given to him. And then the man withdrew the car key and called another person to take the car gift. You can imagine that level of negativity. Imagine somebody filled with that level of negativity. This is just a reflection of the things that he has filled his heart with. Number one, he missed the opportunity to receive a new car as a gift. Number two, there is no way he can become prosperous or successful with that kind of mindset in this nation. And you see, that same mindset is the reason why he will not be able to even leave this country or travel abroad, as he has said. And if he is not careful, he might just end up dead. Because the man said in that story, where they were sitting, a governor walked in, and then, you know, the governor always works with bodyguards and security officers, and then those ones came in with guns. Immediately the man saw guns, he became so uneasy, he was scared, he began to shake, and he told the man that hosted him, please, 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 I need to go, I need to leave this place. He was behaving as if those ones were coming, you know, to kill him. You know, that level of negativity, his mind has been so derailed, and it is basically because of the things that he has allowed into his mind. Instead of filling his mind with the word of God with positive things, he has filled his mind with negative things. So he is not expecting anything good to happen to him. And you see, expectation is the mother of manifestation. It is only the things that you are expecting that will happen to you. So what is my admonition to you today? It is that you fill your heart with positive things. Think positive thoughts. And how do you think positive thoughts? You watch positive things. You listen to positive things. Listen to people that inspire you. Read books that inspire you. Listen to teachings. Listen to podcasts that inspire you, that opens up your mind. Read the Word of God, so that your mind will be filled with positive things, because the direction of your thoughts is going to be the direction of your words, and the direction of your words will eventually become the direction of your life. Thank you for listening today. I'm going to continue from here next week. By the grace of God, fill your mind with positive thoughts. Fill your mind with positive thoughts. To fill your mind with positive thoughts, you have to listen to positive things and watch positive things, things that will inspire you. Thank you for listening. Please make sure you like and share this podcast. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe. If you have not followed me on Spotify, if you are listening on Spotify and you are yet to follow, please hit the follow button. Thank you very much. I believe that you have been blessed with this episode. If you want to reach me, you can reach me via my email address, olawalemike@gmail.com. And please follow me on all my social media, on all social media platforms, Wale Okilola on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okilola, your partner in progress.